Let's hear what Jazz Mechanic has to say. At Jasmine, at J-A-S-M-Y-N-E is where you can follow her on Twitter. She's a social and political commentator. Jasmine, as always, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Where do you come down on this one?
On the Hamilton issue?
Yeah.
You know, people, because we have been so inundated with, you know, this whole election cycle, a lot of people have feelings. They're all stuck up in their feelings right now after the results. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised at what happened. And I'm sure it's not going to be the last time either. I think, you know, both the incoming VP and our president-elect should get used to that. And I understand that it's an office and it should be respected and it's the vice president and it's the president, but people are really unhappy. And quite frankly, if I think back to 2008, it's really, the rhetoric is really no different than when people were so unhappy when then President Obama was elected.
It feels...
The rhetoric might be similar. You're right. I mean, there was a lot of uproar. The difference is that the rhetoric is now coming from very visible people. You know what I'm saying? In the day, in 2008, people who were upset about Obama, it was like AM talk show hosts and Tom Selleck. You know, it's a lot different.
It was a little bit more than AM talk show hosts.
But do you agree, though, that this time around, Jasmine, these are superstars.
It didn't spill into the streets.
Sure.
Didn't spill into the streets, and it didn't have the kind of visibility that, multiplicity of environments in which it got acted out. Is that about right, Jasmine?
Know that I would agree with that, because I remember looking at memes and looking at all sorts of very racist comments being made about President Obama when he was elected. And it was very nasty, and it was coming from more than just AM talk show hosts. I think what the difference is that, you know, you have Hollywood very involved in a lot of what's going on. And as we know, Hollywood typically tends to be a lot more liberal. So maybe that's adding more to the visibility.
Yep. I think that's a great point. I do. I think that may be it. It'd be interesting to go into the center. I don't really have much contact with the center of the country these days. It'd be interesting to go there and see how they perceive it. You know what I mean?
Always interesting for me whenever I leave the state of California and I go into another city, into another state, and I am always reminded, oh, that's right, I live in California, and outside of California, people think very differently.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, too, is that with the 2008 uproar, I took it as, and I'm not even an African American, but I would see.
You're not?
Thank you.
Jasmine, did you know that?
I know, for those of you, who have seen me dance, you might assume. But I would see these memes and these things online, and I would assume that this was like this fringe reaction, because it was, I did not see anyone around me at all kind of engaging in that type of behavior
around you. And that's what a lot of us are guilty of, right?
Yeah.
A lot of us are guilty of preaching and singing and talking with the choir, and everyone's on key. Everyone agrees with each other, right?
Right.
And when we step outside of our bubble, outside of our circle, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I think that's really the story of election 2016.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I think you're
right. That's a very good point. Yeah.
That we all sit in our echo chambers, or at least,
right,
if not in the echo chamber online, at least the echo chamber of our little communities. And it's an interesting, diverse place, this United States of ours. So, Jasmine, let's get back into something a little more entertainment-oriented, which is our friend Kanye. What's wrong with poor Kanye? He's not doing well, in my humble opinion.
No, he's not doing well at all, and I'm not surprised. His latest ramblings right before he announced today that he was canceling the rest of his tour for, I think it was the St. Pablo tour. You know, people were really disappointed and unhappy with him when he went on and rambled about how he would have supported Donald Trump if he would have voted, and I thought that was really interesting. Wasn't surprising, though, because Kanye's not known for his philanthropy, or him or his wife. And so, you know, when I think about the amount of money that he makes and the fact that he's not known for giving much of it away or helping others, I said, well, yeah, maybe he would have supported Donald Trump if he would have voted.